Cody Chestnut is a singer-songwriter who made a splash in 2002 with his debut collection, The Headphone Masterpiece. He hasn't released another full-length album since then. Rock critic Ken Tucker says that Chestnut's new album, Landing on 100, mixes a variety of styles with an emphasis on spirituality in the lyrics.
Cody Chestnut is the best sort of egomaniac. He places himself at the center of his musical universe. He contains that universe within him. On his new album, Landing on 100, he sings one song in the voice of the entire continent of Africa. When he writes a tune called That's Still Mama, his mother is given to reflecting upon her son, that is, her divine little Cody, who he refers to as schoolboy and church boy. He composes a song titled Don't Follow Me as though thousands were clamoring to become his disciples. And sometimes he sings in a voice of a different character, a sinner redeemed.
I used to smoke crack back in the day. I used to gamble, rent money, and lose. I used to dog the nice ladies, used to swindle friends, but now I'm teaching kids in Sunday school, and I'm not turning back, no turning back, I'm no turning back, no turning back to that old time, no turning back, no one could sell a lie.
Cody Chestnut wants you to know that he's never smoked crack, as the man in that song says he did. But the songwriter has gotten inside the head of someone driven to craven behavior and has found a way out, through good deeds and a strong spiritual life. Musically, Chestnut takes familiar sounds from classic soul and R&B. He phrases and croons in a manner that can remind you of a less superhuman Stevie Wonder or Marvin Gaye or Curtis Mayfield. And Chestnut has a gift for making clichés ring with a fresh clarity, as when he tells you that love and commitment are more than just the trappings of romance, such as a wedding day.
It's more than a checkbook, yes. And it's more than the hottest look now. So much more than a bouquet that you bring on a first day, honey. And it's more than love is more than a wedding day. It's more than a green light tag. So much more than a one-night stand. So much more than the slithering and the trick and trade that's fallen hard upon the land. And it's more than ego, man, and in love. Love is more than a wedding.
Chestnut, or at least the persona he presents, is an enthusiastically devotional person. On the song that began this review, Till I Met Thee, he addresses God, portraying his own life as empty until he found faith. He's a rip-roaring preacher whose sermons can be scrambled and confusing. When he delivers a song called Under the Spell of the Handout, is he really suggesting that poor people should not accept charity, lest they lose their souls, their free will, or as he puts it, commit treason? I don't know, but the song sure is catchy.
Walking on a path of perdition, I see the smokestacks in my periphery. I've been over time spewing the residue of the working class's faith in democracy. Church house.
girls tilting on that bank note. Attracting folk with give me some money, Lord, yeah. Three-piece snack is riding on a three-minute song with that horse hair. Selling out for the subwoofers, but bumping, hollering, but I'm hungry for freedom, but I don't know how to eat that day because I'm
Chestnut's music emphasizes horns and keyboards and backup singers who echo his sloganeering. He's a preachy egomaniac, but a blissful, delightful one. Despite his entreaty, I do want to follow him, even when he's leading me into a new musical wilderness.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Landing on 100 by Cody Chestnut. Coming up, James Bond and Lincoln, and a review from our film critic David Edelstein.